We serve a loving Father who never fails, even if we don't understand him at first. He's definitely in charge. And I can tell you now that there were times I didn't understand what he was up to. But all I can tell you is it's like a big puzzle. And there's more than millions of pieces. And it takes time for him to construct what he's doing, which each individual, not only in family situation, but in church relationships. So, Father, this morning we ask for your grace that this message will bring life and light to those who have received from you and to those who are receiving your next anointing, in Jesus' name. Not letting go of the dream is quite a word, because sometimes we receive a word from the Lord and we limit that word to what we understand. Anybody relate? The brain takes over and starts to establish a particular vision. The dream might come from God, but then how we interpret it is in the natural rather than in the spirit. Now, I already kind of prodded Peggy, because last week Peggy was quite excited about a vision. And I told her this week that the Lord was reminding me that when she gets happy about something, it shows the joy of the Lord and not the flesh. And she did step out and she did obey. And she gave us a description of what she saw. So I already got her permission to repeat it. So would you please, at this time, repeat basically what you saw last week.
You're talking about the eagle.
Yes. Oh, yes. There you go, sweetie.
what I saw in the vision was it's becoming very dark. And I couldn't quite understand that. So when I opened my eyes, what I saw was an eagle. And it was like he had flown in. And he was with his wings outspread like this, and his body was facing this way. And all of us that were here were under his wings and sort of nestled close to his body. And it was a place of comfort and protection. And Pastor Kim was standing right in front of his head with his arms out like this, and the eagle sort of took his head and his beak and sort of nudged him forward, and what I heard was, take a step forward. Mm-hmm. And you did.
And I did. Okay. Now, how many know that it's a vision that comes, but it's not always understood when you get the vision? Mm-hmm. So I wrote down the vision last week. And on, let's see, I got to go back now. The 22nd, I was pondering before God some of the things that he had shown. And let's see, it's 10 o'clock at night. And I kind of made a note about some of the things that were on my heart. But then I heard loud and clear, Kim, go to Revelations chapter 12. So I want you to come with me to Revelations chapter 12. Now, these are the revelations of St. John to the church of Jesus Christ. So if you go to Revelations chapter 1:1, you'll say, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to show his servants what must soon take place. So if you keep verse 1 of chapter 1 in focus, you'll get a picture through this whole book about what Jesus is about to do and what he wants to do. So now, chapter 12, verse 1, a great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. His tail swept a third of the stars of the sky and flung them to the earth, and the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child the moment it was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, or a man child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down to the ancient of serpents, called the devil, or Satan, whose leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of his testimony." You say, what are you getting at? Well, again, when we took communion today, the concentration of the agreement that was made at that first communion, that this was a new covenant between heaven and earth, that we are declared free and not guilty anymore. It goes on. "They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman," which is the church, by the way, "who had given birth to a male child. The woman was given a 2 wings of a great eagle." The woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time and a half time, out of the serpent's reach. Are you catching on where the vision and what it means? Why? Why would God give one of the saints a vision of this impact so that you can see where you are in your walk with God? Are you protected? Was it predicted? Is it a now vision? Is it for next year? Yes, it is. Was it prepared? Are we there? Are we there? How many say we're there? If you put your hand up, I'll know. How many say we're still waiting? We're there. The vision came last week. We're already a week into it. We are protected. See, if you are waiting for protection, then the vision is useless, because God has already taken care of it. You are totally 100% protected. Now, I didn't call this woman this week because I was so excited. I was flying higher than a kite, because I said, "God, you confirmed your word with the word." Amen? Amen? Is it the exact vision or not? Yeah. Okay. And who's pushing who? The eagle's pushing. Yeah.
And he pushed you, right?
He already did. And I already stepped forward. And I already stepped out in faith. And I'll be giving you the results of what I've done when it's time to speak. But it's already done. That's all I can tell you. It's already done. Now, why? Because God prepares everything. And if you and I do things just for the sake of pleasing ourselves, we're in trouble. Amen? Go to John chapter 12. Verse 44. Then Jesus cried out, "When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When he looks at me, he sees the one who sent me." Who sent Jesus?
The Father.
"I have come into this world, into the world, as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. As for the person who hears my words, but does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day. For I did not speak my own accord. I did not speak of my own accord. I did not speak of my own accord. I did not speak of my own accord." Is that a broken record? I pray it becomes your broken record. Try it on. Say, "Lord Jesus, I don't want to speak on my own. I want to speak what the Father has commissioned me to do and to speak." Hallelujah. Verse 49 again. "I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it." When the Father tells you to go and speak a word into someone's heart, how to speak it can change their lives from a condemning word to a loving word, depending on the attitude of your heart. How many have ever received a word out of the scripture where someone is pushing and declaring a word, and it may be what the word says, but the spirit that's pushing it is condemning? Thank you. Jesus did not speak in his own attitude. He spoke under the attitude of the Father with love. Many churches are under the word of God, but they use the word of God to condemn. How to speak it changes the heart of the individual. If you speak it with love and compassion and mercy, the person has a chance to come out of whatever difficulty they're in. But if it's spoken in judgment and criticalness, they come into guilt and condemnation and they walk away broken instead of revived. So how to speak it was commissioned by whom? By the Father, through the Son, so that the ones who receive his word came out of that experience with a hope for the future. A great hope that there was something awesome happening. I believe that vision last week was to awaken us that there's something awesome coming. And we're being protected and guided to go forward for his glory and not for our own selves. Not to please ourselves, not to please each other, but to please the one who sent us and the one who has invaded our hearts with his love. Again, 49. "I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. Know that his command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say." Whatever I say will be exactly what my papa said to say. And papa did not send his son to judge. Papa sent his son to die so that the whole world would be free.
Amen.
We're not there yet, but we're on our way. We're not there yet, but we're on our way. We are progressing. We're going forward. And we will obey to the best of our ability. You say, well, you know, is my Father visible through me? Yes, he is, when you're full of love. When you're full of anger and resentment and bitterness, let me tell you, you need an adjustment. When you're full of defense, get a clue who's trying to rule you. Now I'm going to take you one more step. Genesis chapter 12. Notice it's all about 12 today. Genesis chapter 12. Okay. Verse 1, the Lord said to him, Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. He didn't say, go where you're comfortable, where you're going to get a great pay every week. Well, I'm being honest. Right? The Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your people. Why does he want you to leave your people? Because maybe your people has pulled you down and you need to walk away and go with the one who's got a plan for you. And his plan is not about tearing you up. It's about building you up. Okay? Go to the land I will show you. Does he know where he's going? Does he know the one who's sending him? Yes. He knows the one who's sending him because he's got a relationship with Papa. Papa God is on the job. I will make you into a great nation. That's the dream. Yes or no? I will bless you. I will bless you. The angels of provision have already been commissioned. Yes. Amen. They're working for who? Those he's protecting. That's you and me. Oh, I should have heard an amen. Come on.
Amen.
Gee, you guys are asleep. Ah! I was jumping up and down when I was reading this week. Why? Because I've been waiting for this. Expect the unexpected, driving me cuckoo. Every day saying to God, okay, I'm expecting what you didn't expect. I'm expecting what I didn't expect. But don't forget, I'm waiting. And he provides a vision. And 3 days later, he gives me the scripture. And another day, he says, well, now look what it means. And he takes me to Genesis chapter 12. And I said, okay, Papa, I got a clue. I got a clue. You don't want what we had yesterday. You don't want what we had last year. You want to blossom the seeds that are already there.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, you're growing up. And you're getting mature.
And,
God has prepared a blessing.
And
a provision.
And
it's beyond your reasons.
Beyond
your cotton picking brain's too small.
Get a new vision.
God's got a plan.
With provision.
For the house of prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Watch now. I will make your name great. Doesn't say, Abraham, go get a clue, advertise in the paper, put your name in the bulletin. Come on. Who's going to do the work? God's going to do it. Now, you know, trusting God isn't exactly easy, right? Is it, Mary?
No.
How does it feel when you're trusting God, Mary?
It's tough sometimes.
It's tough. Tough as nails. Pete, how do you like it? There, you got a smile.
Why am I picking on these two? Because they've been in a test. Have I ever been in a test? Yes. Did I enjoy the trip? No. Did I learn from the trip?
Yes.
What am I doing? I'm trying to teach you, hold on to the dream. Hold on to the dream. I will bless those who bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. It's not you that you kind of chew up somebody that misuses you or abuses you. It's not your job to take care of that. Papa can take care of it. Amen. Not you. You'll probably make a mess of it like I did. Did you hear I said like I did? Okay. Verse 4. Abram left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out. Well, I've got a few years to wait. What am I saying to you? Does it matter the number?
No.
What matters is the Papa's plan. Okay? The Papa's plan. To take you where he needs you. To protect you in your walk with him. To take care of your needs and to really let you know that he is in charge and he's not stupid. He knows what you need. He hasn't forgotten how to bless you. You say, well, he hasn't blessed me for so long. Well, maybe he's sustaining you until you change something. How many know sustenance is still taking care of you? He doesn't say, I will give you all you want. He says, I'll take care of your needs.
At my appointed time.
My appointed time. Good word, Maria. What am I saying to you today? God provided a vision. He provided his word to confirm it. You're safe as a bug in a rug. You're not a bug, but you're as safe. And you know what? Nobody's going to take you out from under his wings. Psalms 91 says 1,000 may fall to your right and 1,000 may fall to your left, but no harm will come nigh you. No harm. No harm. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can damage you. Nobody's going to manipulate you without Papa's being on the job. That includes what's happening to Mike right now. Watch now. Verse 7, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he went on towards the hills of east of Bethel and pitched his tent, etc. You see, I believe that we can learn a lesson from the man that was chosen to give us an example of faith. That's what Abraham was. He was the father of faith. He took a chance and he obeyed. He gives us an example that we will do the same. That whenever we walk away from here, that we will trust that Papa is coming with us. That his angels are already on the job all around us. And that we are as safe as possibly be kept by the one who created us. And you know, don't underestimate stirring up the gift from within you. Because God has placed his spirit inside of you so that you can be a haven for many. You say, well, I'm not a haven for anybody. How many of you live in a neighborhood? Thank you. You all do. Every single one of you come from maybe a different village or town or city. But God has a light inside of you. And that light pushes away the darkness. Let me remind you. You are a light. Your light does push away the darkness. And you know, when God and you work together under his anointing, you become a haven for many. And sometimes, you know, we go off on our own and we do our own thing. That's when we're trying to produce godly results out of our natural thinking. That's when I say to people, wait a minute, with you around, who needs God? Because they're really trying to perform to make godly things happen. Their heart is right, but it's not led by the Holy Spirit. And that's carnality. And it becomes what? It becomes what?
Pride.
Go ahead, Gary.
Pride.
Pride. In a form, yes. Pride is a part of it. What else is it? It's usually fear underneath that somebody's not going to be able to take care of their needs. So you fill in the need. You make it happen. While you're making it happen without the direction of the Lord, who has anointed you to do this work? You. Again, if you go back to John chapter 12, those closing verses, Jesus didn't do it to please himself. He didn't even speak with the thought pattern that came from himself. He came with a direction to give out love consistently. Don't let me think for one moment that I can be like him without him. I cannot be like Jesus without Jesus inside. Some people have tried it. They're called religious. And you know what? They get very tired. They get worn out. They get burned out. You know, I've been serving the Lord for many, many years. And one person says, aren't you burnt out? I have never been burnt out serving God. You know why? Because I'm not doing it to please myself. And there are many times I wanted to say yes because I felt sorry for somebody. How many have ever faced that problem? When you're feeling sorry for somebody, who is in the control room of your emotions?
Flesh.
Flesh, yourself. God is not looking for you to be built up because you did a good deed. I'm not saying you shouldn't do good deeds, but you should be under the direction of the Lord.
Amen.
You should be under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Then God will get the glory and you will be built up. And then the Lord will lift you up. That's the bottom line. So would you close your eyes, please? Would you put your hand over your heart? Say, Lord Jesus, you are very alive inside of me. And I'm looking now. Not to please myself, but to please the one who sent me. I ask you now to give me the words to speak to those that are broken. And how to speak it? With perfect love. When it's right. So that they may grow and mature in Christ Jesus as real believers, not trying to please themselves, but to please the one who is the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior,
my
healer, and the one who's protecting me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May you be at peace as you go forth in this week.